from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. I want to talk some about this wave of anti-Semitism that continues on college campuses. I don't see anything that's changing. Presidents have no backbones. Boards of trustees, no backbones. Joe Biden, no backbone. There's plenty he should be doing. Anyway, we're blessed to have former Congressman Lee Zeldin, former Republican candidate for governor of New York, damn near won. And he's now chairman of the Leadership America Needs, PAC. First of all, Lee Zeldin, how are you? Thanks for doing this.
I'm doing great. Good morning, Larry.
So, you know, first thing I want to say is Joe Biden, the great sponsor of DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, flooding the college campuses as well as God knows what, the government, corporations. But I say, as Alan Dershowitz has said this many times, DEI has spawned this anti-Semitism. It has spawned it. And until we do something about it, the DEI part, nothing's going to change. And I don't see, Lee, get your take on it. I don't see these college presidents or trustees. There's a story in the New York Post today about all the left-wing trustees at Columbia University. I mean, Biden should be doing stuff left and right. I'll add one more thing. They are violating civil rights laws against discrimination. And the Justice Department should be all over it, and they're not. So, what you thinking here?
Amen. This is a civil rights violation, and this is a civil rights moment in time where right now you have Jewish students who are having trouble just being able to get from dorm to classroom. They are being harassed, physically intimidated. I just received a call this morning from somebody who is visiting his son at UNC Chapel Hill. He said last night these pro-Hamas supporters, they were on campus with their trucks and their flags dressed like Hamas terrorists. And we're not talking about Manhattan, Columbia University. We're not talking about New York University. We're talking about UNC Chapel Hill. He's down there for a lacrosse game against Duke. And this is far away from this very blue, very Democrat bastion where we record this show from. And it's scary how this has taken over the entire country. What we need is for governors like in a state like New York, Kathy Hochul, to call in the National Guard, to activate the National Guard. We need leaders in the federal government, like the President of the United States, speaking up, sounding off. And we shouldn't be funding the diversity, equity, and inclusion movement. We should be standing up for Jewish students, and we shouldn't be lowering our standards to the point where a statement or a tweet checks a box and we move on. We need actual action. Last thing I'll tell you is this. I was flying from Miami to New York last night, and my plane was filled far more with people who were in transit from who knows where outside of this country. When we got off the plane, the amount of different reunions of people who were being brought from places far away from the United States and brought into this country, it's happening through airplane, it's happening through our borders, and we really need to step up and do something. And it's all together when you think of the college campuses, how actual Hamas terrorists can get into this country now because of having the open border. There's so much to do with this.
You know, Mr. Trump, Donald Trump made a very good statement, I guess it was about a week ago. And among the issues that he raised, if he were president, Lee Zeldin, first of all, a merit-based system should replace DEI. Also, he would tax the college's endowment if they don't meet accreditation standards, new accreditation standards that typifies, you know, traditional Western thinking. Also, he would fine the colleges right up to the total amount of the endowment if they continued, and also would direct the Justice Department to pursue federal civil rights cases. I mean, this is the worst part. You know, these civil rights laws were put in to protect blacks, and they worked in most cases. Racial discrimination should be intolerable. Hate discrimination, hate actions, hate speech should be intolerable. You have the machinery to do it, Lee. You've got a Justice Department. You've got the laws to be enforced. You've got the Jewish kids who are being pushed around, bullied, and not safe. And Biden won't lift a finger. He won't lift a single finger, Lee.
President Trump understands that you need to use the leverage of that power of the purse, the money. When you have alumni who have been very generous in the past, threatening to cut off and actually cutting off their donations to universities, that ends up changing behavior and decisions. President Trump, in the different proposals you outline, is talking about how to leverage the money that gets sent to these universities to affect the change that is necessary in order to improve the culture in this on these campuses, to stop the cancer that is spreading across these campuses, and to protect the civil rights of Jewish students who are under attack. It was President Trump in 2019 signed an executive order. I was there at the White House when he did it, which was recognizing and protecting the civil rights of these Jewish students who were being targeted. And Congress should codify it. They should pass legislation to make that law. It was bipartisan at the White House. President Trump had Republican congressmen and Democratic congressmen standing up there with him. This shouldn't even be viewed as a partisan issue.
I was
Isn't Joe Biden?
I was in the room. Absolutely. I was in the room. Kellyanne was in the room. Of course, Ivanka Trump was in the room. I mean, really, you're right. I remember it. But see, nothing's happening here. Biden has a lot of authority, and he won't lift a finger, Lee Zeldin.
This is their base. Yeah. Larry, they are afraid of losing the state of Michigan. They see a Democratic Party primary, the uncommitted vote coming out of Rashida Tlaib's area in Dearborn, Michigan, and this is about power. They are willing to throw Israel under the bus in order to be able to save their own power. They go harder after Israel than they are going after Iran and North Korea and other countries that pose actual massive threats to the United States in so many different ways. Why is it? Because they want power, because they want to win. Chuck Schumer says he's a lifelong friend of Israel. He proved he's a lifelong friend of Chuck Schumer. When he went to the floor of the Senate and he called for regime change in the middle of all this over in Israel. So why are they not sounding off the way they should? It's because they're afraid of that shadow on their left. They feel like in order for them to win, they need to pander to it. I predict by their efforts to stop the bleeding with all these lunatics who are on these college campuses doing these crazy things and sympathizing with terrorists, dressing like terrorists, speaking like terrorists, I think that they are going to end up with a whole other cut on the other side of their base, because a lot of people who are Democrats for different reasons in the past are saying, I don't recognize this party, where the leaders of this party don't even know how to sound off and understand how to speak up for right and wrong.
You know, there's a very good editorial today, this morning, in the New York Post, my pal Mark Cunningham and company. Soros and other elites are funding the campus agitators stoking anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protests. And Lee Zeldin, I just read you real quick. Encampments at Harvard, Yale, UC Berkeley, Ohio State, and Emory in Georgia were organized by branches of Students for Justice in Palestine, which gets cash from the Soros family charities, as well as the Rockefeller Brothers Fund and retired Wall Street banker Felicia Gelman. I mean, that's just unbelievable. First of all, Nelson Rockefeller was a great friend of Israel. That's point number one. But this Soros, it's like a virus, Lee Zeldin. It's like a disease. He wants to bring down prosecutors, you know, stop law and order, defund the cops. And here he's promoting Hamas and lining up against the Jewish kids in school. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. As you pointed out, this goes beyond just what's happening on college campuses. He funded Alvin Bragg. He was the biggest supporter to get Alvin Bragg elected as Manhattan District Attorney. He supports that push for cashless bail and the defund the police agenda and all the ways that law enforcement is being thrown under the bus. And on college campuses right now, when you look at videos where everyone has brand new matching Coleman tents, you scratch your head and say, you know what? This doesn't look so organic. Where's this money coming from? Who is paying these agitators to do and say these different things? Some of it are people who actually go to these schools, like the one college student who was just kicked off campus because he was calling for Zionists to die. And by the way, Rashida Tlaib was just with her daughter hugging and praising and thanking this person who was just kicked off campus for saying Zionists deserve to die. Clearly, this is funded. Soros' fingerprints are all over it. And anyone who is participating in this activity right now should be called out for it. The government should step up and remove Students for Justice in Palestine. University's presidents should be stepping up and removing them from college campuses. Government agencies should be investigating it. Whenever you have someone in our own country who is dressing like a terrorist, who is speaking like a terrorist, who is actually committing additional crimes on top of it, you need to step up and do something about that rather than just say, oh, no, it's First Amendment protected freedom of speech. BS. That's the nicest way of
there's no protection for discrimination and bigotry and hate crimes. No protection. And again, Lee, as you know, those civil rights laws that were passed in the 50s and the 60s, we got to use them now. I mean, if this was against blacks, you know they'd be used. But because this against Jewish kids, they're not being used. I mean, we should all be ashamed of that. All of us should be ashamed of that. But you got to speak out as you do, as Trump is. Anyway, Lee Zeldin, the best of the best, should have been governor. Thanks for coming back on the show. We appreciate it.
Love you, Larry. Take care.
Take care, my friend. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk about stagflation and high interest rates. Unfortunately, Breitbart's John Carney is a pretty smart fella. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow.